In the meantime, we start hour number two by having a conversation with the head football coach at Michigan State. He's in his first season with the Spartans. He was named head coach back on February 12th. He served as an assistant at Michigan State under Nick Saban back in the day. Two national titles as an assistant. Michigan State was 7-6 on the year. They open up their season October 24th against Rutgers. Mel Tucker is my guest. Mel, it's nice to have you back. Before we get into the season and the work you have in front of you, how are you doing and how is everybody around you at this time doing, Mel?
Yeah, good to be back on with you, Romy. No, I'm doing great, and we have no complaints. Everybody's healthy. The family's healthy. We got a great staff. Everyone's working together. You know, we're working with our players, you know, connecting with them. And, you know, our practices have been very productive. And so all's well here in East Lansing.
That's good to hear. Mel Tucker joining us. Hey, Mel, take me back, because when you were hired, you said at that time, and again, this is a really unusual time, but at the time that you were hired, you said, quote, "When I walked in, I felt something different. I felt something special. I felt there was an energy. There was a vibe," end quote. So how would you describe that energy and that vibe that you felt?
Well, yeah, this is where I started my career, Jim, and in 1997 and 98, I was here as a graduate assistant, and I always felt a family atmosphere here. Football is extremely important. The fans are incredible, and the community just really supports the program. And it was kind of like everyone's rowing in the same direction and with common goals. And when I got here, all those feelings came back, and it's the same way. And I think that's really special to be able to come into a situation where you know that you want it, you know that everyone's behind you 100%, the support is there, there's a family atmosphere, and the energy was very, very high, and it was a lot of positivity, and we've been able to sustain that up until this day.
We're talking to Michigan State head football coach Mel Tucker. That's so important. And then you're trying to establish a culture and then get guys to buy in. But then you have the pandemic, and it's so unusual. Like, there's never been a time in this world really like this. So you can't really compare it to anything. But, Mel, you were with Jacksonville back in 2011 as an example. During the NFL lockout, was there anything that you were able to take from that experience that you can apply to this experience?
Yeah, I was. I leaned on that experience quite a bit, Romy. You know, as you know, during a lockout, you're not allowed to have any communication with the players at all. You can't text them. I mean, email, nothing. You could get fined for that, and that was a big no-no. And so we didn't know when those players would return. We didn't know when the lockout would end, and so I had to make a lot of different types of various contingency plans. In terms of installation of the defensive scheme, and you know, on Excel sheets, you know, if they come back on this date, we better do this. If they come back on this date, we will be able. If they come back right before camp starts, we'll only be able to do these things. If it goes 2 weeks into the camp, we have two preseason games. This is what we'll be able to cover, and so we've done similar things here with the contingency plans. And so when we were given the green light to start to practice again and play the season, you know, we were prepared, and we just went right to the process. We're process driven, and we're working our process. And so that experience that I had in 2011 in Jacksonville was extremely valuable.
We're talking to Mel Tucker, Michigan State head football coach. I'm glad you mentioned that you're process-driven, because as part of that process, you know, you've talked in the past about being a fan of neutral thinking, this notion of focusing on the facts and processing information as it comes and trying to avoid riding that roller coaster of emotions. How valuable has that approach been when you deal with an offseason like this, and how have you gone about maintaining that focus of neutral thinking when there are so many major events hanging around the program and the players and the world at large?
Yes, neutral thinking has certainly been an advantage for me and for our staff, because we all believe in that. There were just so many unknowns during this time of COVID, And the information that we were getting sometimes was changing, hourly or, daily. And we really just had to be neutral and say, hey, listen, we're not going to judge this. Is it good or bad, right or wrong? It is what it is. What are the facts? What do we know? And based on what we know now, what do we have to do? What is within our control? And there's a lot of uncertainty, but we had to figure out what is certain, what can we control, and then focus on those things. And so just the neutral thinking, not judging the situation, we never try to just go to being positive. We just try to avoid being negative. We try to stay non-negative. And if you're thinking negatively, it affects you one way. If you verbalize that negativity, it's even seven times more powerful. And so, we don't try to paint things with rose-colored glasses here, but we take them as they come, and we try to be neutral and be non-negative about it, and just figure out a way how to get the job done.
Mel, my guy Trevor Moad would be thrilled to hear that, right?
No doubt. Trevor's the guy. I've been working with Trevor since 2015. I met him when I left the NFL and went back to college ball at Alabama. And we've been great friends ever since, and we talk about these things, weekly and daily. He's been a tremendous help to me and to the programs that he's been a part of: Alabama, Georgia, Colorado, and he's an integral part of what I do here.
I love him. He's tremendous. Mel Tucker joining me for a few more moments. Mel, so when you look at it, you get the green light, so then it's go time. I mean, ultimately, it's go time, and you got to get ready for the season. And Rutgers, I'm curious, how much of your work right now is about you and your guys, and how much of it is about Rutgers?
Yeah, all of our work right now is about us, about Michigan State, and teach, motivate, developing our players, shifting our culture, focusing on our process, just driving at home and really connecting with our players that we've had very little time with. When we scrimmaged last Saturday, that was the first time that we had seen our players play football in a live setting, live tackling to the ground.
Wow.
That was our first time since we've been here. And so at some point towards the end of next week, we'll start to turn our attention to Rutgers. But until then, we're really just working on Michigan State and how we need to improve, focus on our process, hammering our culture, and being very deliberate about connecting with our players.
So, Mel, one last thought. Leave me with this. When you talk about the culture that you're looking to develop and how you want your team to practice and how you want your team to play, what do you want people to think of when they think of Michigan State football?
Yes, when you think about Michigan State football, you should think about a brand of ball that is reflective of how the game is meant to be played. It's a physical game. It's the ultimate team sport. You want to see an unselfish football team that's playing for each other, that has great energy, that doesn't beat itself. Versed in all the special situations, guys that play fast, play with tremendous technique and fundamentals, and a team that when you look out there, you say, you know what, there's a difference. I see, that's what Michigan State football is supposed to be about. Michigan is a hardworking state, bootstrapping state, roll your sleeves up, hard nose, hard working, get it done, no excuses, no explanations, just a rugged, resilient state. And that's what Michigan State has always been. That's what our fans are all about. That's what they expect. And that's the brand, and that's the product that we plan to deliver on the field.
Heck yeah. that football team is going to mirror that basketball team, too. Tom Izzo would tell you the exact same thing. He is the head football coach at Michigan State, first year with the Spartans, and they open up against Rutgers on October 24th. He won a couple of national titles as an assistant and was an assistant at Michigan State previously under Nick Saban. Mel, great to have you back. Great to get caught up. Thanks so much for the conversation. Good luck against Rutgers, and I know you and I will do it again.
Yeah, let's do it again soon. I really appreciate you coming on, having me on, Romy. It's quite an honor. And have a great weekend, buddy.
You too, Mel. I appreciate you very much. And I appreciate the relationship and you coming back on. Mel Tucker, the head football coach at Michigan State. It's amazing, right, that they live scrimmage for the first time since he got there about a week ago. And then all of a sudden you've got that game against Rutgers coming up right around the corner. All right, 1-800-636-8686. Call right now. Open segment coming up next.